How did we go from chanting woman, life, freedom to defending the same regime that murders women for showing their hair? This isn't Iraq 2.0. This isn't a Marvel movie where America is equal to bad and everyone else is equal to hero. This is real life Handmaid's Tale, and you, yes you, the progressive, are cheering for a regime that rapes, hangs, and shoots women into silence. In Iran, a woman's testimony counts as half in court. Girls as young as 9 can be married off legally. In 2004, Atefe, a 13-year-old girl, was raped repeatedly and then hanged publicly for crimes against chastity by a legitimate court. Yes, let that sink in. In 1988, during the Iran-Iraq war, the Ayatollah gave 20,000 Iranian children plastic keys to heaven. Then they were told to walk over landmines to clear the path for grown men to follow. Same year, 30,000 political prisoners were executed without trial. They were leftists, dissidents, activists for women and queer rights. And before the women were hanged, they were raped by the prison guards so they wouldn't die as virgins and reach heaven. That's the system some of you are defending in the name of anti-imperialism. You remember Mahsa Amini, right? Killed for not wearing a hijab properly in 2022. Well, what happened after that? Over 450 protesters were shot publicly on the streets. Women were beaten, sexually abused, tortured. Videos abound of them being forcibly taken in vans and their fathers crying and begging the IRGC to spare them, not rape them in prison. And now you're telling me hands off Iran? You're siding with the regime? Because you hate the West? Because Gaza? Because capitalism? Do you even know who bleeds when you make that choice? Because while you sip your latte and repost a Palestinian fag, a real woman in Iran is fighting for her life against monsters. And next time someone tells you this is about oil or empire, imperialism, ask them this. How many girls have you seen hanged from cranes? How many 13-year-olds have you watched be raped and killed in the name of God? Because Iranians have. And if you're defending this regime, you're not anti-war. You're anti-woman, anti-freedom, anti-truth. The Iranian people don't need your TikTok geopolitics. They need your voice, your spine, your clarity. Because if we let this Islamic fascism win in Iran, it won't stop there. It'll knock on the doors of London, Paris, Delhi, New York. It won't spare the keffiyeh-wearing Karens who spoke for it. Freedom for Iran is in charity. It's your future. Choose wisely.